Oh, the morning show. Here we are. Sorry about that long intro, everyone. Joey popped in. I had to ask her to check my spelling on the website for the E3 updates. And Cool Greg was like, audio live in 3, 2, and then it just looked at me as I'm talking to Joey.
Just, I see it over there. The truck just stops.
It just stops.
And it just,
what's funny is I don't know how long that graphic is, so it's possible that it would just start over or just stop and freeze. We don't know.
I wonder how long the people would stay if we just kept looping the intro.
I think we'd get
what if the little the pre-intro clips just never stopped? Like unlimited amount.
I'll tell you how long I would stay. One loop.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, this show's definitely not worth it.
Not worth it.
Not worth it. Welcome to the show, everyone. Today's morning show is going to be really, really fun. Tim's joining me. We've got some fun announcements today. We've got our full E3 schedule up. We'll be going through that in housekeeping in a second. Of course, this is the Kind of Funny morning show. If you're just joining us for the first time live, it's a live show. We're going to be talking to you guys throughout the show. Just like TurboMan88 says, loop. Which I assume he's referring to. He wants us to loop the intro. Cool, Greg, play the intro again. I'm joking. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I just want to give a shout out. Usually we wait a little longer to talk to the chat. But someone says, Tim, did you listen to the new Kesha song, Him? It's so damn good. I haven't listened to it yet, but I wanted to give you a shout out because their name is Gooch Smoocher 69.
Fuck yeah, Gooch Smoocher 69. For the longest time, I've wanted to actually give a physical award to everyone once a day for the best handle.
Best name of the day.
Because there's always one person in the subscribers that gets me.
Dude, Gooch
and
Smoocher?
Gooch Smoocher 69 is today's, well, you are today's winner. Pat yourself on the back, Gooch Smooch.
You know what? I'm just going to say it. Word of the day.
Gooch Smooch. There it is. One word or two?
One. Fuck
Gooch
it.
Smooch.
Put them together.
Shove it all together. We're going to be watching some trailers as well today, everyone. But before we get to that, of course, if you guys are watching live, thank you so much for joining us. This is a live show, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. roughly every single day, depending on if Andrea's here. If she's here, I go about 10 minutes longer because I like to mess with her. If you guys can't watch this, or actually if you're watching this live and you want to be a super supporter, use Amazon Prime to get one free Twitch Prime together and then give that to us. You can subscribe to our channel with that. It's super easy. Last month, I gave it to Teddy Chinaris. Before that, it was Jay Jamrod. And then before that, I think it was Snowbike Mike. I'm giving it away like it ain't worth anything.
You're crazy,
you know what I mean?
Nick. You're
I'm just
crazy.
I'm just doling this thing out.
Oh, my
out.
God, like you're open.
Like, I'm the cow. You can come for the milk, if you know what I'm talking about. But of course, if you guys don't want to give that to us, give it to someone. It is a free $5. It really helps. We appreciate you guys. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're like, hey, oi, governor, it is 7 o'clock here in the UK. This is not breakfast time. It's not a morning show. This is an evening show. I want to watch on YouTube so I can pause it. Well, that's great, too.
I want to watch right now.
I love that. Dude, I listened to that.
Batman trailer.
So many times.
Yeah.
I listened to that. And don't call it a comeback.
So
I've been here for years.
So
both those songs that were used in the anime trailer and Deadpool, respectively, are fantastic. My wife's like, we were driving. She's like, why are we listening to like mid-90s hip-hop? I'm like, don't ever ask that question.
Why are you asking questions?
Don't ask questions to which you know the answer.
Silly questions.
Okay. What did I just go? Yeah. Oh, of course, subscribe on YouTube. You guys are watching. We love to see our subscriber numbers go up. We like to make sure you guys get the content when you want it. We are all about giving the people what they want here. Tim gives them what they want. Tim, people say over and over again, Tim, can you please drink not one, not two, but maybe three LaCroix in the hour?
I'll try my best.
There's got to be
for
someone
you.
Out there that just beats it furiously to you drinking LaCroix.
Hot.
I think so.
I can only hope. I can only hope.
Cool, Greg, give us that sweet, nasty graphic.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Top on housekeeping is prom. It's happening. It's right around the corner, and it's scaring the shit out of me because I realize all next week we cannot work on it. So we got to button up a bunch of shit this week.
Yeah, then we got this week, and then we got E3, and after that, it's just a rush to the end.
It's going
to
be fucking quick. Just jump off a cliff.
It's going to be worth it.
We're very excited for all of you guys to experience what we have planned for you. Of course, if you're on the fence about this, go to kindoffunny.com/tickets. Get yourself a ticket. Just buy the ticket. Even if you don't want to come out, you can print the ticket out. Sleep with it.
Ooh,
that's a fun thing to do.
It is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Next on housekeeping. Our full E3 schedule is up. We are excited to announce. We, of course, will be live streaming with our dear friends over at GameSpot again. That's going to be on Thursday, June 14th, we're going to start live streaming at 2:40. So if you're at E3, come watch us. If you're not at E3, you can watch that live on, I believe we'll be restreaming that on our channel, or you can go over to GameSpot's channel.
Yes.
I don't know what the preferred method is, but
Whatever you want, man.
Whatever
we give you guys options.
For you guys, pull that right back up one more time, Cool Greg. Sorry, keep scrolling down. If you guys want the full our full E3 schedule of what we're doing, where the conferences are, where we'll be, our post shows, all that jazz, go to kindoffunny.com/E3. If you scroll down, 6:30 p.m. This is the fun one, Thursday. Rounding out of the show, we were like, should we go party? Nay. We want to party with you guys. 6:30 p.m. meet and greet at GameSpot's Battle Rig, which is an LA Live. It is outside of the convention center, so you do not need an E3 pass or a badge or anything to get in.
Just show up.
You just show up, and here's what you do. You bring a giant thermos full of warm milk, and you leave it out in the heat, and then we'll all drink it together.
Oh my God.
Let's just see which one of us can. Let's see which one of us throws up first. Me,
okay.
You or Kevin.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Yeah,
I'm very excited about that. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
They have something called the Battle Rig.
The Battle Rig.
So
it's a truck.
It's a giant truck.
With a stage.
Monster truck. Next up on housekeeping, we are knee deep in the XCU in review. And boy, howdy. Are these just a different beast from the Marvel movies?
But just as fun to talk about.
They are.
Man, the
I think they're
more
fun.
Even more ridiculous.
Good God. Dude, we did X-Men 2 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is not Greg's fault. This plot is very dense.
Yeah.
And yet, in the 2 hours and 15 minutes this movie was on, it sure felt like nothing was happening.
The movie is 2 hours and 15 minutes. Our review is 2 hours and 14 minutes. Almost 15. I was like, we're not going over.
Joey
we need
and Tim
to
had
cut
a bet
this.
To see if we could go over. I was like, Tim has all the cards in this one because
yep.
He is, in fact, hosting the show. What the hell am I doing there?
Yeah, good Lord, Nick. But yes, you can watch the XCU in review over on YouTube.com/KindaFunny. Thank you very much for all your support so far. And also on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames, our GamesCast E3 predictions episode is up. People are really enjoying that. Over 53,000 views. That makes me very happy. It's only been up a day. So
I want to ask
cool.
you for your prediction, but I don't want you to tell me because I want people to go watch.
Go, watch. Go
like
watch.
Like a G, I'll go watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tim.
Yes.
Quick reminder, everyone, before I get into that little segue. If you want to tip us, we will read tips at the $5 above level. We will also read 500 bits. I have to use 5 separate programs for that, so you know I really care. Okay? I got Streamlabs. I got Muxy. I got Stream Tips. I got Frosted Tips. I got Frosted Mini Wheats. You see how my mind works on that one. Okay, cool. Cool, Greg. It's news time. The news. Now, Tim,
never
saw this first news story,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, I hope Tim's hosting the show with me today. Have you seen this yet?
I have not.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm saving it for this show, Nick.
Gird your loins. We are about to watch the official trailer for Bumblebee.
Hell yeah.
Now, before we watch this,
yeah.
what is your prediction on how you're going to feel after this?
Here's the thing, Nick.
Yeah.
This movie takes place in the 80s.
Yeah.
It has John Cena.
Yes.
It takes place in Santa Cruz.
Yes.
Okay. Bumblebee is supposedly an actual Volkswagen Beetle. So I'm into that.
So you're basically saying, look, all the things that made like the Transformers something you might like is in this.
It's all in this. And it also stars Hailee Steinfeld, who is amazing.
Awesome.
So amazing.
She's annoying. And here's why.
Why?
Great actor.
Yeah.
You've ever seen Edge of, I think it was Edge of 17? Or Edge of 17, yeah. Fucking phenomenal movie.
Okay.
Great indie. You should absolutely watch it. Then she's like, oh, I can also sing. And I'm
perfect
like,
too.
Get fucked. No.
Dude,
no.
They introduced
one
a new character.
One or the other, Hailee.
Like, there was Pitch Perfect. And then they introduced a whole new character who could rival Anna Kendrick. That's
and
pretty
she was
damn
better.
Crazy.
And she
Ooh,
was better.
Oh, I don't know about
that. I'm sorry, Anna Kendrick. You are old hat.
Oh, my God.
They call her
wrong.
The old hat.
And that's a beautiful hat that I love so much.
Oh,
so talented.
God bless
Such
her.
A talented hat.
No, yeah, I heard that. Like, I forget what her song was. She had a big song that was, like, popular, like, a year or two ago, right? And I was just like,
she had a whole
fuck?
Bunch of them.
I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
The chick from True Grit?
The hungry that I knew. I was starving until I tasted you. Which sounds nastier.
Fucking
Which
hot.
Sounds nastier than
I think it's supposed to be metaphorical, but. Let's be honest.
I'm into it either way.
You and me can go in the back.
So, you know, I'm very, very...
Shakes.
I'm excited for this trailer. I'm not expecting much.
All right.
But
Let
if we get Transformers
controller.
That are at least slightly not as...
Stupid
looking like like just metal put in a blender.
Yeah.
I'll be happy.
Here. This is for you.
Thank
that's
you.
Oh, that's a little TV remote. Hold on. Where's the big TV remote? I think this is it, right? Here we go. There's a lot of remotes. I want to make sure this... I know this is an important moment for you.
It is.
So I want to make sure you...
After the rousing hit of Transformers The Last Night.
You know, I don't think I've seen a Transformers movie since the SR-71 one. Where they go with the old guy, where they go, we gotta go to the fucking Smithsonian and get the SR-71. He's like, I haven't transformed in 15 years.
Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen.
I think I saw, oh no, I'm sorry, I misspoke. I am, in fact.
You saw Dark of the Moon.
I saw whatever one was, hey, I think
you
I
saw the Mark Wahlberg one, Age of Extinction.
Is there one over there? Hey, what's going on? So maybe I've seen all of them.
No, you probably haven't seen Last Night. Those two Mark Wahlberg ones. And God, they get bad.
Dude, the first Mark Wahlberg one, at one point, I think they were like, we're running out of time. We can't pay Mark Wahlberg anymore because, of course, Mark Wahlberg is the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Of course.
Rightfully so.
Uh-huh.
Because of his immense talent. But they were like, we only have one more day left. We have to shoot like 15 more scenes with him. And they just put him on a green screen and had him jump around a lot. And then look this way, and they just, that's
like,
all they
fuck
have.
It, let's
the
just,
last let's half hour of that movie work. Is him just slow-mo, like jumping and shooting at things. You're like, what the fuck are you shooting at? Shooting it's a fucking at? Transformer. Dude, metal.
I could not tell you the plot of Transformers last night for $1 million.
Would you think Mark Wahlberg could for $1 million?
No way, not a chance. I don't think that anybody could.
You think I could? If I sat Mark Wahlberg down right now and said $5 million on the table, you tell me beat for beat the fucking plot
of
any of your movies that you've been in. Do you think he could do it?
Yeah, probably.
What's the plot of The Departed? What is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. But what was I saying?
Please don't beat my ass.
Last night doesn't make any fucking sense because... I'm probably getting something wrong. The chat can correct me on this. At some point, they show that Bumblebee was involved with Hitler.
Oh, man. Great. Of course he was.
Which is really fucking weird.
I thought these things came to our place in the 80s.
But not Bumblebee, apparently.
Bumblebee came beforehand?
Well, you know what? Maybe this is his solo. Right, maybe this is his origin movie.
Let's watch it. Get ready, everyone.
First Transformers movie not directed by Michael Bay.
Thank God. Let me tell you something. That's actually shot in Santa Cruz.
They did?
That's great. I'll drive it on
a picnic car. And up in the room.
Oh, it is a bug.
And there was bumblebees in the car. A little on the nose for my taste. Man
and machine. That's a car that Transformers got to be fucked. This looks good so far. Jesus, Kevin. I'm gonna have a similar reaction. I mean, that was
all right,
great.
All right.
That's what they should have looked like. Oh, he's scared. A candy Who bar like Chunk from Goonies.
Do you speak? I won't hurt you. What's your name?
All right. I'm in.
John Cena.
Oh shit!
Yes!
Shut up!
You got people out there who need you.
Oh man. It's turning into a creepy.
This is why you're here, B.
Alright.
Alright, cool, Greg. I'm gonna need you.
Yeah, we're gonna need to fucking hold on.
How you're feeling. Try this.
Really violent. Really
that was
violent.
Super violent.
I'm gonna need you to scroll back to the shot of Starscream.
Yeah, that was
a little later.
This is what it should have looked like to begin with. Why would they not have done? You know what I mean? Like that's dope looking.
There,
kids will like it.
Oh man, that looks really good.
Now let's go. Oh my god, that looks awesome.
They're fucking doing it, guys.
Yeah, they are doing it.
Same robot face. Let's
yeah, the, whatever. They had to do that for canon.
I don't mind.
It's weird. I wonder how many more Transformers are going to be in this movie.
Let's go frame by frame. You know how to do that, Cole Greg?
No.
I think it's. I want to say it's.
I don't know how to do it either.
Arrows. It's either arrows or period. Period and comma. Try period and comma.
And also bring this up so the people see it.
Yeah, bring it up so people can see this. Actually, we can just sit here. This is fine.
Yeah.
That's dope.
The colors are so right.
Dude, they fucking
did it. They kind of metal, like dulled down the gray, which is fine. I'm okay
totally.
With that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Like Bumblebee doesn't need to be a bright yellow bug either. But like the fact that they're actually, someone's like, hey, I've got a great idea. You know what we should do?
Do it right.
Let's make them look like normal.
Yeah.
You know, like let's make them look like they're not fucking, I love it you said metal in a blender.
That's what it is, man.
Wow. Look at that, dude.
That's awesome looking.
I'm very
this makes me really wish there was a Robotech movie happening. I thought, here's the deal, man. That was a good trailer.
Yeah.
That had, like, really good moments in it.
Yeah.
It's, that got me jacked.
I'm in, man.
You throw in John Cena.
They didn't even,
here's how good that trailer is. How many shots of John Cena do we need?
One.
Numero uno.
One shot. It wasn't even him doing anything fucking crazy. It's just like,
Haley Steinfeld with a cute bang.
You know who doesn't have a dumb face? John Cena.
John Cena.
Not dumb face.
I'll tell you, sir, if you tell John Cena, you tell me that John Cena has a dumb face, sir, I will punch you in the fucking nose. His face is not dumb. Do you think at some point he's gonna jump into the air and go,
you guys, hold on.
Transformer. And land on a fucking beach somewhere and shoot some guns?
John Cena.
We not might get a good Transformers movie.
We might get a good Transformers movie.
We might get a good fucking Transformers movie. Who's directing this?
It's a good director, actually. Let me look. I remember thinking, hey, that's a decent choice. Bumble. Nope. Let's see.
Tim, Martin don't Schwartz get excited.
Let's see. The director is Travis Knight.
Travis Knight.
Who did...
Kubo. He did fucking Kubo, yeah. Kevin.
Oh, Kubo was damn good,
dude.
He was
in the animation department for Kubo, but he didn't direct that. Let me see what he's directed.
But he worked this on good be, things.
This might the be his first time directing.
Yeah. I think that's the
no,
case.
No, he did direct... He did Kubo.
Really?
Oh, did he do Kubo? Okay, cool. He did Kubo.
He directed
and
Kubo? Ooh, it's good. A good movie. I just rewatched that very recently.
I am extremely excited right now.
I was not expecting this today. I expected with Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm a man of my word and I admit when I'm wrong. I expected to wake up today and just fill this trailer with hate, fill this room with hate. I was going to rip this thing apart. I was going to make fun of Mark Wahlberg, which I succeeded in doing. So at least.
Congrats.
Put that on the list, right? Not a day goes by I don't think about making fun of Mark Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. I just want everyone to know that.
It's just a damn shame.
It is a damn shame. I love Mark Wahlberg, but I also am so insecure and hate myself that I want to make fun of him.
I've noticed that.
But I'll tell you, man, I'm impressed by this.
Daxcast says, rather than keep to the Michael Bay canon, they should just reboot the whole damn thing so they can actually do it right. But at least this looks like an attempt to bring people back. I agree. I do wish that they were just like, fuck it, we're starting over. But I'll take this.
What if they did the next movie? It was just, this is all Bumblebee. It's Bumblebee and Starscream. Mm-hmm. It's starting the whole Decepticon, what's the Autobot like feud. They're coming to this planet for the first time, whatever. The next movie is called Optimus. Does that get you hard?
He like comes in to Earth in this.
See, here's the problem.
Well, I feel
is
like Bumblebee is like a baby in this.
Yeah,
like from the way he's, but like a kid. From the
I
way
just
he's
told
reacting,
you before we
knows.
Watched this trailer.
Yeah,
Bumblebee had something to do with Hitler. Like he was on Earth fighting Hitler.
Yeah, but I feel like this, like from what I'm gleaning, if you go, cool, Greg, scroll back to like the 5 second mark in this, we're seeing him sort of get up in the woods like he just crash landed. Or something. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's out of place here. He doesn't know what's going on. Or is it that? Or do you think that he's just been in the junkyard
like
for like
that's
60
what's
years?
There.
Well, when they come to Earth, they're in like their weird proto forms. Can you go back?
Let's see what the proto form looks like. Because she finds him in a junkyard, so you assume he's been there for a while, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe he just escaped the junkyard. That's dope looking.
So he's not a Volkswagen in that shot, in that last shot.
Well,
he might be a train,
teaser.
Like in the Heart of Steel miniseries.
You're like, what's happening? Is he sleeping?
Yeah, pause it, Craig.
Pause.
It's
hard to tell. It looks like there's some yellow there.
And there's like the blue thing here.
Yeah.
It could be. The protoform. Do you remember the protoforms? They kind of look like...
No, is that the song that goes, you got the touch!
No. It wasn't that.
Okay.
Remember the protoforms from Beast Wars? That's my like point of contact.
This world never ceases to fucking amaze me, man. Every time I think I'm out, they bring me back in. I would not. I saw this. I was like, stop. And then they said the 80s, and I was like, oh fuck, man, you got me,
dude.
Because they got me back for. You haven't seen Apocalypse yet, have you?
No.
The 80s. The fact that it's in the 80s.
But is that movie good?
Great. No. But the fact that it's in the 80s is great because they actually wear like the mid 90s cartoon style clothing. Like cool, he's got the glasses stuff. And. It's a nice throwback. It's a nice touch. This makes me happy.
Uglyfoot says, in one of those shots, he looks like an old World War II Jeep. So, okay, maybe they are tying it into
it's
all
possible.
That stuff.
So he's been around for that long, and he's just like, doesn't understand what he's just scared because everyone wants to kill him. It's sad.
I'm just a bee.
I'm just the cook. A lowly, lowly cook. All right, man. Well, hey. Thanks for that. Oh,
damn it.
God damn it. I don't like that you use a different AC/DC song. You're stealing my shtick.
He's a shtick stealer.
I'm gonna call Johnny Ace.
He's a gooch smoocher. You been smooching them gooches?
The champ! Woo!
I thought you ripped
it. I just thought
just
he ripped it.
I thought you just shit your pants.
Instead, I'm here for the champ's daily address.
Oh, it's gonna be daily now.
As you know, I, Greg Miller, trending gamer of 2015, Vanquish.
Woo, Prince Champ.
Nick Scarpino in Party Mode Friday.
I'm sorry, who?
To become the Kinda Funny World Champ. Please hold all your questions till the end.
This is Johnny Ace. He just blew on me.
Many of you were excited by this information. A few of you were not.
Okay.
Today's champion's address is dedicated to all the haters. All
right.
Such as from Reddit, where Braces posted the topic that Nick will forever be their champion. Thank Braces God. Said he never lost the title. Johnny Ace did. That's I think true. The commish needs to get involved. Braces, fuck you!
Don't!
Hamlet, DTD on Reddit. Nick is the champ we deserve and want. Mm-hmm. RW Green 413 on Reddit. Hashtag Nick got screwed. Hulk Hogan, I said it right, on Reddit, says Greg is a paper champion. Over on YouTube, some more pussies stepped up wanting to get put down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is Your that? Brain on Tom says hashtag not my champ. Blaze says Nick will always be the true champ. I'm sorry, you all have to wake up in Greg Miller's America. Nick is not the champ. Nick is a loser who is crushed underneath my boot like so many of your heroes have been and will continue to be.
Okay.
What I want you to know is that my reign of terror has just begun thanks to Party Mode. I would also like to give a shout out to CoolBoy66 on Reddit. On the thread where they're talking about Nick being the true champion, he is one of the only people to say this is treason. Greg Miller is the true champion.
I love CoolBoy66.
For which he was downvoted to -1. And that's why I'm excited to announce CoolBoy66, on behalf of me, you're winning a PlayStation 4 Pro photo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a photo of the PlayStation 4 Pro and tweet it at you.
Up a level, champ. Up a level, champ.
I just want to note that.
Know what a winner looks like, Nick. Remember what a winner looks like, Nick.
Oh, my God. It looks like an upside-down snow cone. That's what it looks like. I want everyone to know, as the champion, as the former champ, it pains me to say, I brought people hours and hours and hours of entertainment. Greg has given you what? A picture of a PlayStation 4. That's
Pro.
It.
Pro, Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. A PlayStation 4 Pro. A picture. Food for thought. Just chew on that while we go into this next news story. Do we want to watch this? Is this going to get us fucking...
Who the hell knows, man?
I want to watch it
so badly. I want to watch it, too.
Let's do it.
Someone might need to edit this later.
All right. Well, hey, FYI, we're going to watch the Lego Movie 2 official trailer. Well, there will be a react if this gets edited out. Hey, everyone. This is a live show. Thanks for watching live. They haven't caught us yet.
My ear is ringing.
He screamed in it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I lost time there. How long was that?
It felt like 15
that
minutes.
That was a long time. Cool, Greg? Let's bring this up. Let's watch this bad mamma jamma.
A lifetime has passed since the horrific events of Taco Tuesday. Our lives descended into chaos. This new life has toughened and hardened.
The animation style still
Two copies,
so cool.
Please. One black, one with just a touch of cream, and 25 sugars.
Well, toughen most of us.
I wake up in the morning, wide awake.
Good morning!
I feel like this is jumpier than Lego Batman.
What a morning.
Like, the style's a lot more babies? Jumpier.
Emmett, you gotta stop pretending everything is awesome. It isn't.
Yeah, I get it. And that's why I've cultivated a totally hard-edged side that's super tough and... Look! A shooting star! Make a wish!
Oh no. Something new. What is it up to?
I don't know, but that beat is pretty fresh. Uh-oh.
That's nasty.
It's like it knows our every move.
Weird, right?
Emmett!
What?
Bring me your assist leader.
This guy is the special.
official.
This guy was a fierce warrior.
Okay, well, technically, I did the warrior stuff.
So you fought and master built and kicked butt, and then the hapless male was the leader.
He, well.
Hang on to your fronds, Planny. We're going to save Lucy and all of the other people who were captured.
Behold the Sistar System.
Whoa. No woes. Do not give her the satisfaction of woeing this. Ooh. That's even worse. Ah. Stop it!
I thought Tiffany Haddish is in everything. Now. Everything.
Absolutely everything.
Whoa. Let's stop that immediately.
Shout out to Intergalactic. Let's start with the positive.
Shout out to that remix of Intergalactic.
It's dope as fuck.
That was fucking nasty.
I'm into that shit. Cool Greg at one point looked over at me and just shook his head no.
No, Cool Greg, that gets a hard no from you? Whoa, why? Pull yourself up here. Let me hear you. Why? Tell Daddy why.
I don't know. I just thought it was stupid. I did like the little oh, they know which way we're going with the little light. That was good.
That was
everything
funny.
Else trash.
There was a couple funny jokes in it, but
the thing is, I got to go back and watch the original Lego movie. I tried watching it for 10 minutes and I couldn't get past the like
frenetic.
It's just too frenetic. Yeah. It's too much jilting.
Oh, I liked blah, blah, blah,
blah.
I,
it's too much shit they're throwing at you, and I understand that's the style of it.
Yeah.
But I go back and I watch the Lego Batman movie. I'm like, this is just, this. It's more my speed for whatever reason. And they're similar movies.
Very
I just
similar.
Feel like the Batman
I
movies.
I say they're both on the same. Same level. I feel like the yeah, twist like at the end more. Of Lego Movie is like interesting and cooler than Batman.
I gotta go back and watch it.
There's a cool thing.
What are your thoughts on this then? Just now? Hard pass?
I mean,
hard pass.
Movie pass.
Fair point. Movie pass. Let's see what people are thinking. Old Man Nick says Ape Vic 2 in the chat. It's not an old thing. I just did it. Couldn't get into it. I didn't think I was gonna like that style. And then on a plane, I started watching Lego Batman movie because I was like, I think it was one of those things where I started watching over someone's shoulder and like just visually I laughed at something and I'm like,
yeah,
like
all right,
damn
they
it,
got
maybe
me.
I should watch this. Yeah. And then Michael Cera, and that is the best character ever written in any movie ever.
You have a type.
I love him.
Yeah.
When I desire to be.
Can you okay, be quiet? That was funny.
When I desire to be.
Oh, man.
Come on, dude. You're dead inside. You are dead inside. Cool, Greg, bring up this next news story. So, obviously, Roseanne tweeted out some crazy racist shit last week. ABC very quick to respond and said, yeah, we're not going to put up with that. Your show's done. To which everyone replied, thank you, ABC, for stepping up and taking a stand against racism. But it does kind of suck that everyone else in her cast and all the crew have to suffer the repercussions of her shitty, quote-unquote, ambient-infused actions, right?
She has since,
well, she said she was on Ambien and all that stuff. She has since apologized, yada, 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 deleted her Twitter, came back to Twitter 12 hours later to defend herself more in a very backhanded way. Story's not about Roseanne so much as now ABC is hoping they can figure out a way to quasi-salvage the show, or at least I'm assuming the revenue from the show, with the spinoff, with the spinoff utilizing the cast sans Roseanne. There aren't a ton of details yet. They're just in talks with all of the cast and credit, including Sarah Gilbert, John Goodman, and Laurie Metcalf to see if there's anything in there that they can. They say salvage, I say capitalize off of.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, we don't need this show.
On Jimmy Kimmel last night, they put out a fake trailer for Dan.
Dan?
Just a show called
Dan. Oh, man. I would watch John Goodman all day, every day.
Yeah. It was a trailer of him just doing stuff.
I don't know. I'm fascinated by this because I really do wonder if there are. Can the show exist without Roseanne? She's such a polarizing figure, and she's clearly a figurehead and the titular character of the show. So, like, what could this look like? And I'm saying this all from perspective of, even if this show comes back, I still won't watch it. Not because, and I'll be honest, not because of a moral standpoint, just when they announced that Roseanne was coming back, I was like, I don't fucking care.
I'm good.
I don't care.
I'm good.
And people said it was really good, and I was like, good for you guys. But I don't.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, people liked it.
Did they?
It was popular. It was
popular.
Like,
I don't know that it was good. I remember I was reading reviews of it as it was going because I was morbidly curious.
Sure, as one is.
They did
of
not
course.
Seem.
You bring back. You went back into the ground and dug up Roseanne and put her back on TV. And then you're
see
like,
what's
she going to be now? She's got millions of dollars. Nobody is beholden to no one. Has Twitter and potentially a substance abuse
little
problem.
Bit of
Let's see what happens.
Goes
here.
A long way.
What are you going to do? Yeah, I'm morbidly curious about this as well, but it still won't go. I just can't watch. A lot of network television anymore. I can't do the laugh tracks. Mm-hmm. I can't do the single camera anymore. I just feel like haven't we evolved past that as a human species?
If you're not acknowledging the camera, what's the point?
If you're not utilizing the technology to show me some skin, then sir, you're not. I started watching Altered Carbon last night.
Okay.
And the dude in Altered Carbon is naked for like a good 10 minutes of that first episode.
Yeah.
And he is so
you into it? Like those abs?
Jacked. He's gotta be like 6'6". This dude's unbelievably cut. You not a good show, though.
Yeah?
No.
We were watching Bachelorette last night, and Gia realized that
I told you, Nick, all in caps. I gave it a chance, guys. I got to the first episode. There's some interesting things there. I need to know from the chat whether I can hang in here, because to me, the story's cool, but I don't think any people in there are really compelling characters, and the acting is not that great in this show. But let me know if I should hang in there, guys.
Gia realized that all of the podcasts within the podcast from MCU and Review fit Bachelorette. So she wants to start doing Rank Those Ads.
Please do.
And
she can actually come in on this week's X3 and come in and rank the abs for all the Bachelorette people if she'd like. Mm-hmm. I will allow her to, as the host of Rank Those Abs.
Yeah, you are.
And Wiggin' Out.
The one thing that didn't make Wiggin' Out worked. Fucking guy Robbie.
Is he has a wig? Shit.
Yeah.
Why does he have a fucking wig?
I don't know.
Is he bald as fuck?
I don't know.
Dude, if you're bald, just shave your head or take as many pills as you possibly can, like me. You just keep it.
One of the two.
I'm always, I love it because I'm like, one day I'll shave my head, but in the intro, I'm like, shampoos and vitamins and finasteride. Just cram as much of that shit
down my
throat.
You're going to look dope as fuck when you eventually shave your head, but I don't want it to happen.
Somebody tweeted out a picture. Oh, no, it was Ty. Ty sent me a picture of us from like our first or second E3 when we went to Chris Carl's house for Jessica Chobot's birthday pool party.
Uh-huh.
And it's me and Ty and Craig, and I think Eric was there. We all looked babies, but I had a shaved head at the time. And I'm like, you know what? Not that bad.
Not that
bad. I kind of want to do it.
Okay. Not yet.
D will not let me.
Not yet. Good. She
won't let me. She's like, while it's there,
you got to hold off for that one. But one day that beard's going to be strong.
Tan,
keep that thing. Oh, I'm into
it. I want to look like the guy. Like Yusef. I basically want to look like Yusef. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. All right. That's it for news. Let's go into the big topic. Cool, Greg. Roll that. Saw this story today, and I was just like, come on. Humans.
Be fucking good, people.
This story is all over the place, but I pulled this one from Hollywood Reporter. Let me read this story. Star Wars actress Kelly Marie Tran leaves social media following months of harassment. Actress Kelly Marie Tran has left social media after months of sexist and racist harassment online following her starring role in Star Wars The Last Jedi. Tran has not publicly commented on her reason for leaving, but she has completely wiped her Instagram page. The page is still visible, but her bio line is now, quote, afraid, but doing it anyway. Look, I have been an outspoken advocate of how I did not particularly care for The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, there's no excuse for people to actually go out and harass people and be negative toward the actual actors that are in it.
Her character was one of the things that you liked least about the movie.
I did not like the Rose Tika character at all. I thought the character itself was just served no purpose other than to provide yet another moral compass guide in a movie that was literally full of moral compasses.
Yeah.
So I didn't care for her. I didn't care for the adventure she went on with Finn. I thought the casino planet. I have all of my legitimate, some would say, genius gripes about why the movie fell
apart
for me.
Very unique gripes, yeah.
Having said that, you have to separate the difference between a person who was an actor hired to play a role. She didn't write
the
lines.
Not her fault.
She didn't get the direction from Ryan Johnson. So here's the choice she made, okay? Someone said, hey, do you want to be in the next Star Wars movie?
Mm-hmm. And she said,
and every single person,
yes, please.
Every single one of us sitting in this room and people probably watching out there live right now would say exactly what she said. Fuck yeah, I want to be in a Star Wars movie.
Quote, fuck yeah. Her words.
I don't know if she said that. My words, not hers. but that does not give anyone an excuse to be that negative. You can have your criticisms, but there's a fine line between criticizing something and then literally, legitimately harassing a human being.
Don't
harass
people,
human.
Man. Be nice to
don't
people, spread positivity. And if you have mean things to say, don't say them.
Don't say them. Constructively criticize things or make fun of them like me.
Like Thumper.
But do not be a dickhead and specifically do not go on and sexually harass someone. This kills me. This sucks. This is the fringe of our society that we really need to work toward changing. in my opinion.
Yep.
Because it's just unacceptable.
Unfucking acceptable. Adam, here we got Mr. Yasmin saying, Adam Wingard, the Death Note director of the movie, the Netflix movie, deleted his Twitter account after getting harassed online, too. It's like, man, don't be doing
that
shit.
Come on, people. I mean, that annoys me almost as much, if not more, because you can go back and watch Death Note. It's not like he went and made Death Note, and now you can't find the anime anymore. I'd be like, okay, we gotta fuck with this guy a little bit. Like, if he had that kind of power, if he could snap like Thanos, be like, I'm taking all your good things away. Like, I'm literally taking something away from you.
Yeah, and then this doesn't take away the good Star Wars movies.
The only thing this took away was I finally realized I'm a 40-year-old man criticizing a Star Wars film.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I need to lighten up a little bit. Lighten up, everyone. For Christ's sake, it's just Star Wars.
You know what?
It's a movie called Star Wars.
Everybody listening right now, we need to send some sweet, nasty love to everybody, okay? Choose someone on Twitter and go say something nice to him. Just say something nice today.
I've started practicing that lately, just on Twitter. I thought about Josh McCuga the other day, and I was like,
give him a shout out.
Just say, hey, man, I miss you.
It's a nice thing to do, man. Warms people's hearts, makes their day.
It'll make you feel a lot better to be positive towards someone than it will negative. Just trust me on that one. Just stay in the positive. Don't lament in the negative. That's my one big piece of advice for everyone. Because it's a choice. You can choose to be negative, or you can choose to be positive. And let me tell you, the people who choose to be positive go a lot farther in life. I saw Tiffany Haddish over the weekend at Clusterfest.
And?
She had a great message for this. She said, all my life, I've been just trying to be positive and trying to put good stuff out in the world, hoping that it would eventually come back at me.
And now she's in every movie there is.
She is in the fucking Lego movie. I think she might be in Bumblebee for all we know. We don't know.
Yeah.
She was on stage headlining at Clusterfest. She literally is a shining example of the power of positive thinking. She, what was it? Not GitHub. What's the service that like, Groupon. Yeah. She liked Groupon so much. She said so many good things about it. They made her the spokesperson of Groupon.
See? What I'm talking
But she's
about.
Liked it for eight. She's like, for 8 years, I've been talking about how much I like Groupon. They finally made me the spokesperson.
So dope.
I'm just saying, guys, be positive.
Congrats.
Be positive.
I was on my phone a lot a second ago because the chat is saying that an Avengers 4, like, concept art leaked. So, Cool Greg.
Let's look for that.
Can you go to Google and can you type in Avengers 4? Pull it up and I'll tell you which one to click on.
Daily Express is fine. Or comicbook.com is fine.
Down to the first link. Scroll down a bit. Yeah, that guy.
What? Let's pull this up.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is Hulk in a spacesuit?
Yeah, dude.
Captain America still in the nomad costume. Not.
Is it though?
I think so.
It looks bluer than.
Is it bluer?
Yeah.
Well, the star's like diminished.
No beard.
He shaved finally.
Finally.
Is that Hawkeye?
Hawkeye as Ronin.
And we got Ant-Man.
We got War Machine. We got War Machine back there.
And that's Miss Marvel.
Swole. Yeah. Captain Marvel.
Excuse me, not Miss Marvel.
Whoa. Oh wait, no, that's Thor. I thought it was Doctor Strange holding fucking Stormbringer.
That would have been amazing.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, can anyone use Stormbringer now?
It's not imbued with like the weird.
Because Odin didn't whisper into it, right? So I could just pick that motherfucker up and hurl that thing.
I want
a turn. If you're watching Chris Hemsworth, Nick wants a turn. Man, that's really cool. Do we know if this is official? Go back to comicbookmovie.com. I want to see if this is actually like real or some. This is just some fan art bullshit. Okay, it's right over. It's the tab over to the left.
Oh, and Black Widow has red hair again.
Let's see. Something notable for absence of Wasp. Something interesting notes from the, go up, scroll up a little bit. Scroll up. Other way. Go down. That first bit. Marvel fans may have just gotten their first look at the post-Infinity War Avengers team made up of most of the heroes who survived Thanos' snap. A new photo of what is reportedly concept art from Avengers 4 revealed by Hero X shows a new team of Avengers charging into battle. The team consists of Thor, Nebula, Captain Marvel, Iron Man, Rocket, Black Widow, Hulk, Captain America, War Machine, Hawkeye, and Ant-Man. I don't know who Hero X is, but it sounds dope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing he's a Redditor. Is he a Redditor?
I don't know.
Who the hell knows? Well, cool. All right. Spoilers. The people that live from last movie are coming back in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great? And I guess Bruce Banner.
I mean, there
got
was some cool stuff, though. Captain. I mean, I know it's just concept art and that shit changes, but Captain Marvel wearing her actual, the red and blue, not the green.
That's cool.
So that's
dope.
No Wasp?
Maybe she's there. You don't know. Maybe snapped? She's there.
She
she's
might
down.
Be really tiny.
Yeah, you're she's
right.
tiny.
You're right. Good point, Nick. Good point.
She's on his back. Why would I go high? I've got wings.
Mm-hmm.
I want to rock right now. It takes two to make a thing go by. All right, ladies and gentlemen, cue up your tips. If you've tipped us already, I will figure out how to read that right now by going to Streamlabs. And let's see.
Let's see how this works.
Oh, my God. Log in. All right. Hopefully, I auto-log in. And we're here. Great. Fantastic. First tip today comes from Stotzy. It says, Tim will like this one. Just asked a girl out using Pokemon cards that had, quote, will you go out with me, written on the back of them. Figured okay. I'd share my happiness with all my best friends. So here's $5.
Get it, dude.
I assume she said
congrats.
Yes.
Yes.
Would be my guess.
Of course she did.
Pixel Brave gave us $5. Said, wanted to wish a very happy birthday to Ian Preschel from OK Beast, an awesome friend who's consistently put out fantastic work through vlogs / podcasts and video essays. Much love to him on this special day.
Happy birthday to Ian. Shout out to OK Beast, the homies.
Darth Archangel said, my birthday tags, and also shouted out to Jono Petch.
Petch.
On his article on IGN. Oh, congratulations on that. Mm-hmm. That's great. Trent1621 said,
I have his book in my room.
I've
has
seen
it on
his
bookshelf.
Oh, that's nice. I did his podcast. Trent1621 gave us a nice tip and said, thank you all for the great content. I work at a jail and nothing lets me unwind like watching you guys. Thanks for all you do. Well, be safe, sir. Because apparently jail's not that safe. Aridoza says, my friends keep telling me Nelly, kind of funny morning show edition, and Johnny Ace are the same person, and I want to prove them wrong. Can we get a Nelly, Johnny Ace's versus Greg Miller, Tim Geddes for the, forgot the name of the non-waterproof trophy cup?
Nelly?
I was Nelly one time on the morning show. You missed that episode? It was
yeah, definitely.
If you go to my Twitter, cool, Greg, bring up my Twitter page, please.
You as Nelly, as in Band-Aid Nelly or Furtado?
Band-Aid Nelly.
Okay.
And I wanted a signature look. I was mm-hmm. looking for a signature look that day, and I thought the wristband, headband would be good, but I couldn't remember what popular hip-hop artist had the wristband, headband.
Mm-hmm. It was Nelly, dude.
And apparently people said, Nelly, cool, Greg, bring that up. Or just talk to Kevin.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I interrupted, my bad.
That's okay. Cool, Greg, bring up my Twitter page. There we are. We're gonna just put it, I'm gonna fucking close the door and be like, you only come into this room if you absolutely have to. Don't point at shit, don't fucking throw me off. Go out, scroll all the way up. All the way up, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. There I am, Nelly.
It's all the way up.
There it is right there.
Oh.
Joke ruined. All right, let's see, last donation comes from, here's a Photoshop challenge. No, I'm sorry, one more. It says, Anakin's has donated. It says, hey, Tam, did you listen to Kyle's album After Yesterday? If so, what are your thoughts? Nick, Thor Ragnarok is on Netflix, if you don't know, and Blade Runner is on HBO. I saw Blade Runner on HBO. I'm going to watch that later.
I'm halfway through it, enjoying it a lot so far. He's really hit or miss with me. When he hits, I fucking love his shit, but there's a lot of just okay songs.
Gotcha. And finally, Josh donated $5 and said, here's a Photoshop challenge. Let me see what this is. Oh, yeah. We saw this. If you guys did not see this, I'm going to copy this into the document right now because it is disturbing. Cool, Greg. Right above tips, I'm going to put a link to an imager. Can you please bring that up when you have a second? While you're doing that, I will start reading P.S. I Love This Best Friend. XOXO. Oh, here we are. Bring this up. Yeah. I asked for it. You got it.
I love it.
It's so well done.
It really is. It's like your hand over the lip is
It's the crowning achievement of Photoshop challenges. Now, the only thing I could say is if there's some way we can zoom into this, and Kevin's in my mouth.
Well, your mouth needs to be open.
But he's just, like, I chomped down on it. Like, I broke his little neck.
His little neck.
You know?
God.
Make it happen.
Make it happen, Kevin.
P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO is your opportunity to nominate someone from our community you feel is doing a great job. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out the form, and Joey will put your name on here, maybe. Tyler Haynes is shouting out Greg Miller. It says, Greg has always been the bomb diggity. The reason I am shouting him out is for all the positive energy he constantly brings to the world. The fact he is always in the subreddit is astonishing, and the way he chimes in when needed to help guide conversations truly means a lot to me. Keep fucking that dead chicken. Oh, wow. Bring this up. There it is. There I am.
There I am.
There. Needs a sound effect.
It's
like the python coming out of Tim's. It's like a tongue. Cool, Greg, can you do me a favor and retweet that immediately? So I can see it later again, and I'll retweet it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Huh?
I think Kevin would. Kevin, can we retweet this from your account?
Yeah, kind of funny. Just tweeted it, retweeted it out
though. I think everyone needs to see it though. Leave this comment. That's okay. All right. All right, Tim. It is giveaway time. Tell people how they can win the giveaway.
Oh, there's four ways to win. Yeah, baby. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. Three, be a Patreon supporter on the Kind of Funny Patreon. Or four, be a Patreon supporter on the Kind of Funny Games Patreon at $2 or above. All four ways are additive. If you do all four, you got four chances to win. That's quadruple the chances of somebody that's only doing it once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly how math works. I love asking the co-host the question because I want to see how much sleep he got last night.
Oh, yeah.
See
dude.
If he can remember this.
I'm tired, man.
You did, man. We've been wearing it out. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you don't get one chance to win. You get twice the chance to win today. Why? Because we're giving away two games. Why? Because we have two amazing sponsors.
That's eight chances to win if you do all four things.
18 chances to win if you do math like me. I don't really understand how math works. This episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show, of course, is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Let me tell you one thing right now. I love grilling and I love my dad. And those two go together so well in Father's Day right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Weirdly enough, I just realized Father's Day is actually my dad's birthday as well. So I'm going to get him some steaks.
Steaks on steaks.
Steaks on steaks right now. If you guys want to get your dad the gift of meat for Father's Day, well, Omaha Steaks has you covered. Let me tell you, you can customize your order. They give you options to customize cuts for your dad's grilling needs, fine recipes, wine pairings, all that stuff. This is all the highest quality cuts with one-of-a-kind flavor. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavor and tenderness of the cuts. OMG, here is what you get right now for this Father's Day package, okay? Listen up. Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to the listeners for Father's Day at 78% off. This is really an amazing deal. Go to omahasteaks.com, type morning in the search bar, and you can get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all beef Omaha Steak burgers, four jumbo Franks, 12 all beef meatballs, 1 pound.
Those are good.
I know, I'm out of this, that's good. 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning package, plus get four more grill-ready Omaha Steak burgers free with purchase. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait, this offer ends soon. That's omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up that grill. Our next sponsor, and thus the reason why you're getting not one but two games today, is Audible. Thanks to Audible for supporting the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Audiobooks are great for helping you be a better you. For our audience, Audible is offering a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial. That's a great service. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. Just go to audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500 and browse their unmatched selection of audio content. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Nothing easier than just putting a book on.
Nothing easier than not reading.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I drive all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I walk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to listen to the world around me.
No.
I like to listen to people's words.
Some sweet books.
The books. Audiobooks are a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking, sunbathing, on the beach, running, road trips, enjoying downtime outdoors, and more. Listening is a better way to binge content you love while doing things you love in the summer. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You get to be a two for the price of one on that one. Let's see. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, which lets you find your summer, fill your summer with more stories like Dangerously Funny, which is a book that I'm recommending this week, The Uncensored Story of the Smothers Brother Comedy Hour. I'm very excited to listen to this. I've been listening and reading a lot of biographies for comedians, and the Smothers mm-hmm. Brothers are kind of the originators of the controversial Comedy Hour. So I'm very excited about this, and I want everyone to read along with me. Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off, whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home on the Amazon Echo. Nice, throw that product in there. You can get through tons of books, hands and eyes free, while doing almost anything. Here is the offer. Get a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500. That's audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500. I like when they spell it out.
I like the texting thing.
If they ask me to spell Audible, modern. I probably could nail it. I could probably get it.
You could do it.
I'd have to write it out though. I'm not a good
Audible,
speller.
You can spell Audible.
All right, today's winner, his first winner comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations, Warthog155.
Warthog!
You have won Striker's Edge on the PS4. And, another Twitch chat winner. Koinic. From the Twitch chat, you have won South Park, The Fractured Butthole on Switch.
Congratulations.
All righty tidy, everyone. Let's go into the 3-3. I'm crushing it today.
You are, dude.
And yesterday. We're going to end spot on. No Andrew or Renee for me. Boom, she comes boom, into this room. Noon. Somebody throw a laptop at her.
Throw it at her. Throw all the laptops at her.
Andrew, are you here today? Exactly.
I think she is.
Yeah, I don't know where she is. I was hoping that she'd hear her name and come in here and mess with me, but she didn't do it for me. Okay, let's
I think it is her today.
All right. Koi NC is very happy that he won. Says, wow, hey, thanks. There congrats. You go. Look in your, make sure you check your messages. Joey will message you the code for that. Lakershead 2432 says, I want to win. Well, don't we all, okay? Don't we all? I'd like a free game code every once in a while, too, but I don't go into that document and steal them every once in a while without anyone knowing. Why would I?
Miss Yasmin says, Nick and Tim, did you hear that Donald Glover, Ryan Gosling, and Ezra Miller are eyed to play Willy Wonka in a new prequel film? No.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, just don't.
Don't. They knocked it out of the park with the original Willy Wonka movie. Winston Xelario says, Nick, what's your favorite Michael Cera movie? Shit. I mean, he's good in a lot of stuff that he does, but probably Superbad, I would think. We watched that in Vegas for Kevin's bachelor party.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I was like, this is a good movie. Yeah. There's some funny shit in here. Nick, have you ever had Wahlburgers? No, I have not. But I'm into it. That's the Wahlburgers. Burger place.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I step foot in there, there's probably a picture of me in the back that says, kick this guy out.
Kick this guy out. Yeah, he can't be here. Prototype says, have you boys ever had one of those days where you remember the video to Shakira's She-Wolf exists? That resonates with me so hard. Because yes. Oh, yes. It's that and the video with Shakira.
I got Joey up.
Shakira and Beyonce.
Love that music video and that song in general.
What's the song with her and Beyonce?
Because
it's just, that music video, it shouldn't exist. It's too fantastic. It's both of them in synchronization belly dancing. And it's like, how?
Because
they found each other's rival. They're the challenger. The only other person that might be able to outdance them and outperfect them.
Yeah.
And then they did it together in synchronization. And it was like Batman v Superman in a good way of them coming together at the end. No Marthas.
I love everything about that. Panzer G2 says, Nick, I've been on a massive stand-up binge lately. Michael Che, TJ Miller, Sebastian, any obscure recommendations? I mean, there's tons of great specials out there. I just watched Ali Wong's second special. Watched George Lopez's special on HBO. I thought that was the best special of last year by far. Of course, Bill Burr's got a great special. Anything on Netflix, I would go, and if they don't hook you in the first, 10 minutes, go to the next one. There's lots of good ones on Netflix.
Is synchronicision not a word?
Synchronicision? I think you meant synchronicity. Or in sync. Would be the way to do that.
Wow. You learned something on this show. Kind of funny.
I mean, it might be a word. I've never heard it before.
Well, I don't think it is because people are saying.
And see, Matt Hours, Nate Hours says, what the fuck is synchronicision? I think synchronicity was the word.
I've never heard synchronicity in my life. That sounds overly complicated.
It was the only reason I noticed because it's a police song. Ba 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 ba.
Not familiar.
Not a very, I mean, it's a popular police song, but you know, in the 80s, you weren't born yet. Let's see. Just tuning in. Tim, did you hear about skate servers being back online? ?
I did not.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything, but it could mean that a skate announcement is imminent this Saturday.
At the E3?
At the EA at the press E3? Conference.
That's fun.
Tony Hawk Skate. Let's fucking dream. Let's hope.
Didn't you hate the last one?
Yeah, but so there's Skate, the EA Skate franchise, yeah. And there's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. That's Activision. Tony Hawk is super mad at Activision, and they had a bad breakup. But what if he goes over to EA?
That could happen.
And it's Tony Hawk's Skate.
That could happen.
Fucking hype as fuck.
I remember I got to interview Tony Hawk for about 10 minutes too long. We had about 5 minutes to talk to that guy.
Was that E3?
And we had 30 minutes with him, and I ran out of questions. I started talking about yoga.
Yoga, and he did not like it.
He literally gave me a look that was like, this is the part of the job I hate.
Yeah.
Talking to dipshits like
about
you.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5. If I'm being real, that was his bad as much as anybody's.
Hey, man, we should have lit into him. It's your fault. We dropped the ball.
Tony.
The Hoop Man's, we're in sub-only mode, by the way. Of course, if you guys want to be subscribers, make sure you link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch Prime account and give us that free subscription. If not, give it to someone else, of course. Right now is the time we like to call sub-only mode. Roll the graphic. Oh, we don't have a graphic yet? What up, AJ?
Leave him alone.
Where you been, dog? You sleeping?
Hey, AJ, I just want to say thanks from everyone here. You did a great job with those graphics that you didn't need to do.
He's not watching the show.
Richard Draken says, I saw Shakira perform in Colombia for Carnival. A few minutes in, some kids pickpocketed me. That sucks. JP, but at least you got to see her in real life. That's magic.
JP Collins says, Nick, what do you think of the NRA? I think they're very well organized, and I think if you want to affect real change, we need to be as organized as them.
Oh, they're talking about the Nitro Rifle Association.
Oh.
You're part of it.
I mean, I think if you're talking about the Nitro Rifle Association, I think that the founding member Cheeto Fingers is the best I've ever seen in my life.
I think I heard on a stream that they're the cooler NRA or something like that, maybe the better NRA. They had a good name.
They had a nice lower name.
O2 says, Tim, will you have another E3 freakout? I hope there's something that good. There's very few things left, but
I mean, you know everything is good. Are there going to be any big reveals at E3 this year?
Yeah, there's going to be a ton. This year's huge.
Don't we kind of know all the big games that are coming out of it, though?
Not a chance.
No. Well,
there's so much that we don't know.
If only, do you think we should maybe stream those this weekend?
Yeah. You can watch us live.
Cool, everyone. Another senseless promo for our own stuff. Nick, I need your opinion on Barry, says Turncoat on HBO. It's fucking great. Have you seen it?
No.
Bill Hader?
Gia watched it.
It's so good.
Didn't like it.
She didn't like it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was really, it's like Breaking Bad. It's fucking dark. Let's see. Nick. Let's see. Juggler says, Nick, do you subscribe to the current movement happening on the Kinda Funny Reddit about how Mr. Scarpino didn't lose the title, Johnny did? Listen, history will remember it the way it's supposed to be remembered, you know? If there's an asterisk by this win in the official records books that somebody started throwing on Reddit right now and put an asterisk by it, please, that would be great. Johnny Ace showed up.
He showed up. He did his job.
He did his job.
Pretty good.
Okay. I want to also note that Johnny Ace, probably the most gracious loser ever, because he just acted like it was just hype, man. It was just having fun.
Yeah,
great time. Everyone got behind
everyone
him.
Everyone had a good time.
Let me tell you one thing right now. When the party's not good, Johnny Ace, bring Johnny Ace to the party. Johnny Ace will kick the party up a notch. Johnny Ace took the party to the next level. Let's see. That's it. We're done. It is 11:58. Tim, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Of course, if you're on YouTube, the word of the day is one word, smooch gooch. Please type that in if you've got nothing better to say to me. But if you do have a comment on any of the stories today, I'd love to hear it, even if it's a constructive criticism. But make it constructive. If you say something flat out mean to me, I will have someone come and lay poop on your car.
Damn. Don't do that.
I won't do that. I don't have time for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. I love you very much. Stay tuned for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Cool Greg, cut the feed.